Now we want to turn from the what to the why. In the wake of the earthquake, some advocates have suggested that the U.S. and others in the international community should help Haiti, not only because of the scale of the humanitarian disaster, but also because countries like the U.S. are partially responsible for Haiti's problems. Here's former President Bill Clinton speaking with a reporter about this very subject while in Port-au-Prince, the Haitian capital, just after the earthquake.
Are the problems in Haiti in part due to your political policies when you were president?
Yes, it's very difficult to say that now to people whose loved ones have been killed. But Haiti was a house of cards that we built through a history of exploitive economic policies, which has been revealed by this natural disaster. And now we have a chance to rebuild a more independent society by ending exploitation, forgiving their debt, and bringing back real sustainability.
We wanted to know more about just what the former president was talking about, so we called Brian Concannon, director of the Institute for Justice and Democracy in Haiti. Brian, thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me, Michelle. It's a pleasure.
So what exactly is the president talking about, former President Bill Clinton talking about? I think a lot of people may understand that Haiti is a very poor country, some governance problems, poor infrastructure. What does this have to do with the United States?
A lot of people say that Haiti's not the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. A lot of Haitians say it's the most impoverished because they agree with President Clinton that a lot of Haiti's current state is a result of policies. And those policies go back to 1804 when Haiti was independent. It was the only country ever to become independent as a result of a slave revolution. And the United States failed to recognize the country. We imposed an embargo on trade with Haiti. France as well would not recognize Haiti and threatened to take over Haiti if Haiti didn't pay it a lot of money. Haiti eventually got on its knees and paid an amount that's been calculated in 2003 value was $21 billion. So certainly a lot of money. It took Haiti into the early 20th century to pay that back, and they paid it back by gearing their entire economy and society towards paying it back. They didn't build schools. They didn't build factories. All they did was try to get as much money as they could out of export agriculture to pay it back. And as a result, Haiti fell forever behind the rest of the world in developing. And that history,
so they basically bought their freedom.
They did, after they had won it the old-fashioned way, and part of what they were buying was literally compensating France for their loss of property, including slaves. So slaves who had already won freedom through a revolution were paying a second time monetarily for their own freedom.
And why did the U.S. refuse to recognize this new democracy?
Well, it's hard to understand anything about Haiti-U.S. relations without referencing race. And it was actually explicit at the time that we could not recognize a country because then we'd have people of African descent at diplomatic balls. I mean, it was very clearly a racial...
People
in the Senate actually said that, and it's no accident that the final recognition of Haiti was done during the Civil War done just after the Emancipation Proclamation, and it was part of President Lincoln's efforts to fight the entrenched racism in our society and to make us more consistent with our ideals.
How about more recently, the development agencies, the World Bank, the IMF, the Inter-American Development Bank? What about those international organizations? Their explicit purpose is to fight poverty, is it not?
Yeah, and there's been a problem with that. A lot of the loans were given, millions of dollars of loans, or hundreds of millions of dollars of loans were given to dictators, especially the Duvaliers. Baby Doc and Papa Doc Duvalier were very consistent votes against Cuba in the OAS and in the UN. And the U.S. and other countries bought those votes through foreign aid and also through channeling money through the World Bank and the IMF and the Inter-American Development Bank. And that money was squandered. It was spent on death squads, on fur coats, and other things that the Haitian peasants didn't need. But then the Haitian peasants were paying that back. A year ago this time, Haiti was diverting $1 million a week from essential social programs like food, health care, education, to these banks as to pay back some of those loans from the dictators.
So finally, Brian, some might say, all right, this is terrible, but this was in the past. Why should my tax dollars here and now, particularly given that the U.S. and many other countries are in recession, why should these tax funds go to Haiti now, even given how dire the humanitarian situation there is? What argument would you make?
Our misguided policy, or as President Clinton called it, the history of exploitive economic policies towards Haiti, has hurt Haiti, but it's also hurt the American taxpayers. We spend a lot of money every few years. I've been involved in Haiti for 15 years, and there's been two cycles where U.S. troops had to come down to as part of peacekeeping forces. There were several cycles where we responded massively to political unrest or natural disasters. We have a continuing problem with drugs coming into the country through Haiti. We have problems handling large outflows of refugees. And all of those problems would be significantly abated if Haiti had a sustainable government, a stable government that was able to provide the basic services for its people. So it's really a good investment for the U.S. taxpayer to right now to do what's necessary to get Haiti on its feet and have it become a sustainable, stable neighbor.
Brian Kincannon is the director of the Institute for Justice and Democracy in Haiti. He joined us from his office in Joseph, Oregon. Brian, thank you.
Well, thanks for caring about Haiti, and I challenge you to keep covering Haiti as the year progresses.
Well, we'll do our best. Mm-hmm.